Welcome back in to the ESPN West Palm ACC Media Days in Charlotte for Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. We are joined by a guy who can throw it all around the field, and that is Sam Howell of North Carolina. Sam, how's everything going? And you're in these media days. I guess the year's back. We're having a normal year this year.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. You know, things kind of started to open back up. We had a whole offseason with the team together, so that's been a cool experience. And you know, this is a cool event. You know, you get to talk to a lot of different people, so I'm excited about it.
How was last year for you as a player? Because we never really think of what the players go through with not being able to see the coaching staff and learning to do things on Zoom. Everybody just assumes young kids know computers. They'll be fine. But it is a whole different world.
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. I think the worst part about it was probably just the offseason. You know, we didn't have any offseason as a team. You know, we had some Zoom workout stuff, but, you know, we really didn't get to spend time together as a team like we would like to. But, you know, as a team, I think we were just super blessed to have the season we did. You know, we played 12 games. You know, that's something that a lot of teams probably can't say. You know, played 12 games, went to the Orange Bowl, came up short. But, you know, it was a great season for our program. You know, I think we're definitely moving in the right direction. So I'm just blessed that we were able to get 12 games in last year.
Now, you threw for 3,500 yards last year. This year, full season comeback, full offseason. What kind of numbers do you want to put up this year for yourself personally?
Yeah, you know, I just want to win every game. I think that's the only number I'm worried about is the win column. And, you know, I think that's just kind of been my mentality ever since I got to North Carolina. Just try to do everything I can to help my team win games, you know, whether that's handing the ball off 50 times a game, throwing it 50 times a game. It doesn't really matter to me as long as when the fourth quarter hits zero, we're winning.
Coach Brown just brought up to us how, you know, we're acting like the pandemic's over, but COVID seems to be making a strong comeback and vaccines are a big issue. I'm not going to ask you whether or not you're vaccinated, but just as a team, how much does that conversation go on in the locker room? And you being a quarterback, you're a leader of the team.
Yeah, you know, from a team standpoint, we don't really talk about it a whole lot. You know, we just kind of go about our business. You know, I think the medical staff and the coaches kind of talk to us probably about it a little bit more. But from a team standpoint, like in the locker room and stuff, we don't really talk about it.
Now, name, image, and likeness, that's the new buzzword. I'm sure you've been asked about that 37 times already. How has that process been going for you and your teammates, and have there been any weird requests that have come your way?
Yeah, there's definitely been some weird requests, but, you know, the process is going good. You know, I think it's definitely a good opportunity for our guys to, you know, just use your platform. You know, I think for me, it was important to me to kind of get back to the community. You know, my first partnership, I partnered with a charity organization called Table, where they give meals to underprivileged kids back in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. So that was kind of my first partnership. I just wanted to do something where I kind of gave back to the community. And, you know, I'm just trying to look for opportunities where I can involve some of my teammates. I think that's something that's really important to me. So that's kind of where my head's at with it. You know, I just want to make sure that as a team, we keep the main thing. And I think that starts with me. So I think the main thing for us is winning football games. So I think that needs to be everybody's focus.
Now, what was the weirdest request you got? There had to be some DM from some guy who sells T-shirts out of his car.
Yeah, I mean, really anything you can think of, you know, selling T-shirts. You know, they just want to sign stuff. I go to the airport, people are trying to hand me cash to sign stuff. So, I mean, really anything you can think of, we've probably seen it.
Are there people with you guys where you go ready to just kind of jump in between? And how has the school been there to educate you guys on this process?
Yeah, you know, school's done a good job. You know, every single time something changes or something new comes up, we usually have a team meeting, and, you know, all the compliance guys, and we have, like, a specific team for NIL at UNC, and they've done a really good job kind of educating us. You know, and for me, I actually signed with a marketing firm, and they've done a really good job of kind of making this process easy for me. So all my deals kind of go through them, and they kind of handle everything for me, and I don't have to worry about organizing stuff like that. So I think that's been something that's really, really helped me.
Some quarterbacks in the past have lost one running back to the draft to help them. You lost two. Does that put more on your shoulders? Are you ready for the young guys to step? Are you excited for the opportunity to say, hey, I'm even more of the focus now, and I'm ready to continue to lead this team, and we're going to grow going forward?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a good challenge for me this offseason, and just kind of spend time with these other guys that are going to have to step up play this year, and just kind of try to get them as ready as they can be. And I think they're super excited about it. They're super talented players. They've worked so hard. And all those guys that are going to have to fulfill those spots this year, they kind of have a chip on their shoulder just because all people are talking about is the players we left. No one's really talking about the guys we had to step up and fulfill those spots. So, you know, they've worked so hard, and they're super hungry to kind of get out there on the field and show everybody what they're made of. And I think there's some really talented players on our team that no one's talking about, and they're just excited to show us. I'm super excited for them to get out there on the field.
Well, I'm excited to see you get out there and sling it this year, and hopefully we can keep those numbers down and have a real full normal college football season, and I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys.